Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Hamflett from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of SmackDown on Fox, or should I say WrestleMania SmackDown on Fox. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Raw and SmackDown, but also AEW and NXT. It was weird saying that. Pay-per-views, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, they're joined by Michael Hamflett to preview the WrestleMania go-home episode of SmackDown, but also the WrestleMania SmackDown, because they've cheated and just hoyed a couple of WrestleMania matches on this show. How are you feeling?
Medium hype. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know, that this SmackDown is hosting this. I feel a little bit of sympathy for the tag teams in the match. It was one of the ones across the two nights of WrestleMania I was looking forward to when we assumed it was being added to the card. And you could certainly make arguments for that being on there above other things that you might not like quite as much. But let's look at a couple of different positives here. First of all, WrestleMania will effectively be two neat and tidy pandemic era Sunday shows across one weekend. The Sunday shows that, for the most part, me and you have enjoyed reviewing in the early hours with our ASMR reviews. Short, sharp, succinct, get out of there. Like, more matches would only blow those cards. The cards didn't need more matches. Two, the first entrance is most likely to be something on the main show featuring one of the main stars and not a load of wrestlers coming down to the ring for an Andre the Giant Battle Royal. You know, like, there are definite positives to matches taking place on this SmackDown. Least of which, we've got things that we can actually preview because they've advertised them ahead of time and not 10 minutes before the show starts on Twitter. Like, there's things that we know are actually going to happen that we can talk about rather than just having to speculate about stuff. I'm in favour of this WrestleMania edition of SmackDown on both those fronts. And in terms of the stuff that they have still got time to build, there's no longer enough time left now on this show because of those matches to particularly screw much up.
Yes.
I don't think there's really a lot of runtime on this episode where they can make a great mess of what there is left to build.
Yeah, it's difficult. Like, I think they've built this SmackDown Fatal 4-Way, despite the fact, in my head, this is a ladder match because we've constantly been booking it as a ladder match.
It's just not a Fatal
4-Way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's difficult to make the argument without getting cancelled, basically, by saying, why is this on and the women on the bloody WrestleMania show? But it's one of those where this has been built better than the women's tag titles, but, you know, who knows? Maybe we're going to get some surprises for the women's tag team titles that will hopefully salvage that. But yeah, let's start with that tag team match then. The Dudley Dogs, who have been, I think it's fair to say, very, very good SmackDown tag team champions over the last few months. They will defend them in a fatal four-way against the Mysterios, who just won't get a WrestleMania moment, apparently. Okay. The Alpha Academy, that being, of course, Otis and Chad Gable. And for me, the people who should leave with the tag titles, the Street Profits. But do you reckon they will?
No. It's funny. Had this have been added to WrestleMania, I honestly couldn't have picked a winner out of any of the three challengers. Now that it's on television, I can't pick a winner other than the champions retaining. It doesn't feel like the destination for a title change. There'd be something quite tragic about, let's just pick on the Street Profits for a second, because they're like probably the biggest baby face, more so than the Mysterios, they're probably the biggest baby face team in this match. Let's say they win tonight, and they could win. They could win the titles, and they've got some cups in the Thunderdome and all that sort of stuff. Won't that feel a bit tempered as the commentators, as Michael Cole and Corey Graves scream at you, what a start to WrestleMania weekend. We've got new tag team champions in the Thunderdome, where they were so close to wrestling in front of 25,000 people at Raymond James Stadium, but they've fallen at the final hurdle. It doesn't really feel like the place to toast victory, a massive babyface success. This sort of feels perfect for the Dirty Dogs to retain and just like, not only have we cut off you getting a WrestleMania opportunity, but we, the champions, have cut off you even taking our belts. It was never about WrestleMania for us. It was about keeping these titles, and we've done it. We've kept them. So take that, all your heroes, and then just do it when it's going to matter more. Do it when, I don't know, like, when you've just got, say, the Street Profits versus the Dirty Dogs, or you've got the Mysterios against them, or whoever.
Or a ladder match, although that would probably go down on Money in the Bank. We've got enough ladder matches.
Or a ladder rematch, I guess, yeah. Maybe do it. Maybe have the Dirty Dogs win tonight, and then have them be challenged to a rematch on the SmackDown after WrestleMania, which I guess will be like five. It's not really on a Tuesday now, so it's not like the SmackDown after WrestleMania. It's nearly been a week. We've all gone past it. But like the... like a SmackDown, there's likely to be a draft, isn't there, after WrestleMania? So something big for like the draft show. I don't know, something like that. It feels so small time to now have one of the babyfaces teams celebrate this huge victory on your kind of your silver medal night for WrestleMania rather than WrestleMania itself.
Yeah, you're right. I think unquestionably Street Profits win the tag titles if this goes down at WrestleMania, particularly in a bloody ladder match like it should have done. It's a bit of me that thinks that, and it's more hope out of it, more than out of hope than expectation. It's a bit of me that thinks Gable and Otis could win these tag titles, you know. It's very much Chad Gable scrambling in after someone else has done all the work and hoying them out of there so they can nick the pit. Like, I don't know. There's a bit of me, I'm hopeful, but I don't think it will happen. But I would love it to happen.
Maybe. I like everybody in this match, so I don't particularly resent anybody.
No,
I won't feel sad whomever wins, because I do like all of these teams, and they have all beaten, it feels like at least they've all beaten each other in taking turns over the past couple of months. So there isn't really a bad result here, I don't think. So yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. If you're going to have one team win, it should probably be the heels, because it's a more heelish thing to do to celebrate a win tonight when you're not even like at WrestleMania.
Before we get to the other big WrestleMania-worthy match that will be taking place on SmackDown tonight, that being the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, let's talk about the other thing that's been advertised by WWE, that being Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan and Edge addressing the WWE Universe in reality, the three men who are going to main event Sunday night, having a bit of a face-off. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, there's nothing else left to do, I guess, between them. If they put a table in the ring, Roman Reigns is going to sit at the top end of it, and people can get a few hundred likes on Twitter for identifying that. I don't know. I don't know what else there is left to do. I don't know what else there is left to say. I thought Daniel Bryan staring down Roman Reigns last week, forcing Roman Reigns to lob an office chair at him, was absolutely exceptional. That would be the enduring visual from this build, because what it highlighted was that this Roman Reigns character can be gotten to emotionally. We already know that he's denied the tap out and blamed it on Morse code between him and Paul Heyman. Brilliant, absolutely inspired excuse. He's now actively fearing the physical onslaught of Daniel Bryan enough to throw weapons at him from the stage and actually look as if he's kind of quaking in his boots a little bit. I think tonight Reigns will work as hard as he can to no-sell that and to downplay the threat of both of them. But especially Daniel Bryan.
He's standing tall when we go off air, isn't he?
Probably. I would expect tonight Daniel Bryan to eat two spears. I think Roman will shock everybody with a spear. They're mid-conversation, and then he's sick of Daniel Bryan talking about, I don't know, sustainable energy, and just rattles through him with a spear. And Edge is looking at him, and Bryan's selling, and Roman's staring, and Heyman's got the shocked face on. And then Bryan ambles back to his feet, and then Edge spears him. And that's how we go off the air, is Bryan on the floor in a heap, and Edge and Roman staring down each other, and Michael Cole questioning what's going to happen when the world ends on Sunday at WrestleMania.
I'm so jazzed for this main event on Sunday. Genuinely. Difficult to gauge because it's been so long since we've had a WrestleMania main event with people in attendance, but I cannot wait for this, and I genuinely cannot call it. So I think they're going to have to go.
It really helps not being able to work out who's going to win. I think definitely helps it.
And people can say, oh, well, they've botched Edge or whatever, and you know, conspiracy theories about whether or not that this was the plan all along, whatever. I couldn't care less. I think if they've stumbled into it or they've planned it all along, the story of three men who shouldn't even be able to wrestle or couldn't wrestle many years ago, now being in there for the Universal Championship, I just think it's magnificent. I think the video package tonight, or more likely on Sunday, is going to blow your socks off. I'm absolutely buzzing for this. From one main event to potentially another, we reported in the news this morning, Hamflet, that Sasha Banks seems to think she will main event night one. I have said from February 1st, those two should, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, for the SmackDown Women's Championship, but I didn't think that they would from the start of March, probably, because they've just been so bungled. It was so easy, and they've complicated so much with can they coexist and Reginald and all that bollocks. What do you reckon? Will Sasha and Bianca main event Saturday night, and what do you see happening with these two tonight as well?
I think they will main event, and I hope they do. It's not it's a two-night WrestleMania now, so you've got the opportunity to have two matches be presented as the main event. It's not been the best story, obviously, and it's not really been ultimately like this role, particularly this headline spot, should be a meritocracy, and you should be able to look at the feuds that are the hottest and put them on last, you know, give that the platform. Whilst it's really hard to argue that Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair is the hottest feud, use their skills in the like hierarchy of a meritocracy to justify putting them on in the main event. Use the fact that if WWE hadn't elected to book them with Reginald or do the tag team partners that can't get along stuff and all of that, we'd have probably just seen two wrestlers. We've probably just been where we are now, which is having two fantastic wrestlers that you desperately want to see fight. That is very worthy of the main event. I would dare say the exact same, like, identical arguments could be made for Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley as well. Underwhelming angle on Raw, where you know full well there's a match that you want to see for a prize of certain importance. But yeah, subjectively, I too would want Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair at the main event. I just think it's a, I think there's been, we're going to get onto Bayley in a minute. There's been a lot of talk of Bayley's place on this card or lack thereof currently. What happened in the Bayley and Sasha Banks feud wasn't just that Bayley and Sasha Banks were awesome, although of course they were, but that in the process, it reminded you that the titles aren't just pieces of tin or aren't just props. At the core of all of that was the SmackDown Women's title, the blue belt that was over Bayley's shoulder at the beginning and was over Sasha's by the very end. That belt is a main event concern. So even when you've got daft stuff like Reginald or whatever, Bianca Belair has won a Royal Rumble and burst into tears pointing at the WrestleMania sign because she wants to win that belt. Sasha wants to keep it, destroyed her best friend to win it. That in itself is worthy of the main event spot, no matter how bungled some of the feud feels. So I do hope it goes on last. Minimise their involvement on tonight's show. I've seen enough of them nearly getting each other. Sasha with a kind of like the heelish edge, calling Bianca Belair a rookie. Bianca Belair trying to uphold a bit of dignity and point at the sign and feel a bit of a cliche. I've seen enough of it. Like, minimise how much they're going to be on the show tonight. A video package will be fine. Exactly. We're there. We're at WrestleMania now.
My mind automatically goes back to Miz Cena at WrestleMania 27, I want to say. Yeah, 27.
Yeah.
And they had that amazing Hate Me Now NARS package that they had for Miz that they aired at WrestleMania. And I just thought, I think Alvarez sort of said this, and I just basically parroted his take at the time. Why the bloody hell didn't you put this on TV in terms of selling? This guy should main event. Like you say, sometimes a video package, especially on a stacked show wrestling-wise like this, does all you need. And yeah, just cut out all Reginald, all the coexist bollocks, and just go, look at what a year Sasha had, and look at Bianca Belair's performance. And then, yeah, like you say, I think the build doesn't merit going in the main event, but the quality of the performers, the quality of the match that I'm anticipating, and the main, in fact, she won the bloody Royal Rumble. You're in the Royal Rumble, you should be in the main event of WrestleMania. It's not difficult, is it, Hamlet?
And that's ideal for them as well, because if you've got two Royal Rumbles and you've got two nights of WrestleMania and you've got two main events and it's both Royal Rumble winners in it, it does wonders for your Rumbles next year, doesn't it? Like, it does wonders to say, oh, look, this is actually what's happening. Like, where do we land? Yeah, the last 2 years, in fact, Becky Lynch and Drew McIntyre have won Royal Rumbles and have main evented WrestleMania. So it's good for the prestige of that match next January as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's look at some of the other SmackDown matches on the WrestleMania card and see how they might be previewed tonight. I don't think there's a lot to be done with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It's a means to an end to get them to WrestleMania. Let's be perfectly honest, this conspiracy stuff. Hopefully we'll get more stuff from Sami Zayn. I did enjoy him and his interaction with Logan Paul in particular last week. Any more from that for you tonight?
I wouldn't expect so. If anything, they've probably, because they taped this SmackDown last week or whenever it was, they were wrapping up all the last tapings at this existing Thunderdome. They probably should have gotten something else from Logan Paul while he was there. A backstage vignette, perhaps, or something else in the ring. Maybe Logan Paul. I think he should feature, but I don't believe they've advertised him, have they? I feel it would have been daft not to use him, but then they should promote him as well. I loved that Kevin Owens shoved him out of the way. I got a lot out of that when he left the ring. Mm. Kevin Owens does not endorse Logan Paul just because Logan Paul might think Sami Zayn's a bit of a tit. Mm. And I really, really appreciated that. I would like to see Logan Paul, maybe Sami Zayn be asking, well, who are you with? Are you with me or are you with him? Mm. And have Logan Paul have somehow develop a kind of vested interest in this? I don't know. Like, not against that as a strange ingredient in a Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, in bloody Kevin Steen and El Generico getting their singles match at WrestleMania, the sort of thing you just imagine would never happen. Oh, and by the way, it also features this very controversial and divisive YouTuber. It's sort of weird enough to work for me. So if they're going to do something, I just hope they've got something in the can with him last week.
And we'll talk more about the Nigerian drum fight for the Intercontinental Championship on our preview of Night 2 of WrestleMania, which will be out on Sunday. So make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling for that. But do you think Apollo Crews will at least tell Big E something to expect on Sunday? Because it feels a bit unfair. Big E, I think, literally tweeted, I don't know what a Nigerian drum fight is, because no one knows what a Nigerian drum fight is.
Well, it depends, doesn't it? It's either we'll get Apollo doing the explainer tonight, or WWE have come up with a name before they've come up with a gimmick or a concept, and they've just shouted about it, Nigerian drum fight, and then it's, oh, I'll be all right on the night. Well, like, as we speak, the poor people that have had to close their goo shop in Orlando are opening up a drum shop, just in case. They're keeping their fingers crossed that they're about to get a massive props order from WWE. Maybe he'll explain it. It's probably the best use. Again, like, I don't want to be like a broken record, or indeed a Nigerian drum with a burst skin. Mm. But I kind of, there's not none of the stories for WrestleMania have been so well told that you can really suggest, oh, well, maybe it'll hit its peak tonight.
Mm.
Because I don't think any of them have really found the peak, in truth. I mean, I'm excited enough about the card. I've got a lot of anticipation about the crowds. We're going to do a preview of some of it later on. But I just, yeah, I don't think we can say, well, this week they need to hit this beat of the story. Because they have fought each other like six times.
Mm.
And they have, Apollo's laid down this challenge because he says, well, I can beat you in these circumstances. So for every angle at WrestleMania, the less they touch it, the better, honestly. I don't want to be saying that on a go-home show, but honestly, the less they address everything on that card, the more I'll anticipate it.
You can't bloody sit there and say, hit the beats of this storyline when it's a Nigerian drum fight. Get away with that. Right, let's talk about the big question mark hanging over WrestleMania. That is, well, Billy Kay and Carmella potentially being added to tag team turmoil, and will Bayley, at least on SmackDown, acknowledge the fact that she's not on Mania and hopefully be added?
I think Bayley will be at WrestleMania. We have predicted about 65 different things that she could do at WrestleMania at this point. But I've long believed that Bayley will be at WrestleMania because of how coyly she has handled the fact that she's not on WrestleMania. This has not become, look, we've seen enough WWE superstars that get pretty pissed off with their lot on Twitter and Instagram and the like. It's a fairly regular occurrence now. Bayley has not been one of those. She's done a couple of podcasts where she's kept her cards fairly close to her chest. There has been no, she's not attempted to start some sort of Twitter rising or uprising other than the odd little shrug of shoulders of, I don't really know why I'm not on the card. She's going to be at WrestleMania. I'm not even saying that with blind faith and gritted teeth. It's something I've just felt fairly assured of from early on when it was apparent that there was no obvious spot for her, say, in the SmackDown Women's title picture. I've just thought, there's something. They've got something lined up. I don't know if it's the tag thing, because we're going to get to the likelihood of it being Billy Kay and Carmella, because we've kind of already seen the pre-made graphic, so we can assume that they're going to be part of it. What else have we pitched? We've said that Bayley could replace either Billy Kay or Carmella in that tag team. It's probably just my fantasy booking nonsense. I've said that they could set up Bayley and Charlotte Flair tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bayley could come out and say, I've got a match. And then Charlotte could come out and just stare at her and point at the sign or look at the sign. They could do the Triple H Undertaker thing of just looking at each other, looking at the sign, look back at each other, look back at the sign, look back at each other, look back at the sign. It's official. You know, WWE has set up a universal title match with less notice than this last year with Braun Strowman, a graphic with them setting up Roman Reigns' replacement. You know, like there's plenty of precedent. Cedric's pitch about Io Shirai, Bayley like opening the show with an open challenge. Bayley will be at WrestleMania. And I'm saying that even if they don't get around to addressing it tonight, Bayley will be at WrestleMania.
And the Billy Kay Carmella thing?
Yeah, I think they'll go for that. I think they'll go for that. And then you get Billy Kay and Carmella not teaming in the match because either Billy Kay is replaced by Bayley or Carmella is replaced by Peyton Royce.
Oh, my God.
Bayamella or the Iconics will be in that tag team turmoil. And they'll win. And they'll win the tag titles on night two.
Oh, my God. It could happen. Please.
Well, hang on, wait a minute. I've not thought about this thing. Oh, hang on. Nope. Scratch that. I've watched I watched WWE's Intelligent Brand this week, Obon. Bronson Reed's going to be the mystery man. He's going to win those goddamn women's tag team titles the next night. Rib injury be damned.
Let's conclude.
That's how you book these things. That's how you do it.
Big brain time, I see. Right. Let's conclude with the other WrestleMania-worthy match that will be going down on SmackDown tonight, that being the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. WWE have shared this, saying WWE official Adam Pearce announced the combatants for the prestigious free-for-all will include... Now, before I read these, do you think that means limited to this or feature at least this and potentially more?
Somebody made that graphic and couldn't be asked to go backstage and do a head count of all those people that chase after the 24/7 title. They've done it from memory. So will include is a bit like a get out of jail free for the people that they might have forgotten. You're going to list some names and there's going to be some omissions. And what it allows for is for those omissions to potentially be slotted in at the last minute. I think did they list about 18 on that list?
He looks, at least that, yeah.
Traditionally, that match has about 30 people in. Should have at least 20, really. They'll add a couple more. They'll sneak a couple of people in.
I realise that, the list of these names, for often, it's just bodies in a ring. But as I go through some of these, yes, you've got your Jey Usos and your King Corbins and your Shinsuke Nakamura's and your Elias's and stuff. As I go through some of these, try and remember the last time you watched them wrestle on the main roster.
Okay.
Wrestle, proper match, not 24/7 bollocks. So it will include Akira Tozawa, Angel Garza, Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak, Elias, Eric.
Big Eric's back.
Gran Metalik, Humberto Carrillo, Jackson Ryker, Jey Uso, Kalisto, King Corbin, Lince Dorado, Mace, Murphy, Mustafa Ali, that's awkward, Ricochet, Shelton Benjamin, Shinsuke Nakamura, Slapjack, T-Bar, and Tucker's in there. Go on, Tucker.
Come on, Tucker. Fair play to you, mate. You're getting a big push after WrestleMania. Christ. He's just there, isn't he? Like, we can't, it's the elephant in the room. We're having these historic matches in 2016, an opponent from 2016 has gone on to have enormous success elsewhere in wrestling. And yet somehow he finds himself in a frigging Andre Battle Royal that isn't even at WrestleMania, it's on television. Like, how has Slapjack ended up here? Where did it go so wrong for old paper plate himself? Ricochet is on a TV battle royal, isn't he? Like, on a television battle royal. Couldn't quite make WrestleMania. Didn't quite make the cut, brother. I still like you more than the other guy, don't worry. Like, IWGP Championship is in the mud. Love you, Ricochet. Mm-hmm. The other one. Actually, no, you train with an oddball at a gym and your missus posts awful videos. I'm legitimately back in Slapjack. I've worked myself into a shoot. I'm a Slapjack guy. They'll probably, Aleister Black's not there, is he? That's weird. That's awkward. It's really odd. Maybe those creaks were the clue. Maybe he's been trying to get to the ring, but somebody should have put some WD-40 on that thing. It wasn't like a sound effect they added, like Ricochet's pew 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 or Braun Strowman's train noise. It was just the fact that it was really in need of some oil. And he, for the last like 8 months, he's just been lying about, like, I don't know, like 70 degrees or something. Hello?
The Hans Molman one where he's left in the X-ray.
Yeah. I pity these poor guys.
We obviously had that bloody excellent and I might say hilarious storyline involving Braun Strowman and the knobheads from SNL at WrestleMania 35. Do you remember who won it at 34? I remember 33, obviously. That was Mojo. And previously, you've had Corbin and Cesaro and what have you. Big Show won it, didn't he?
34, right. Was it with the help of our old pal, Fiendy Fiend? Was it Matt Hardy?
It was Matt Hardy. Well, remember.
You see, Matt Hardy won that, of course, with the help of Bray Wyatt. So he was in his Woken gimmick at the time and he had some quite like grandiose orchestral music, if I'm not mistaken. One of my favourite, and there are loads, favourite memories of attending WrestleMania live was how they filled the ring with wrestlers that completed by the Hardy Boys and then went back to the kickoff panel for about 10 minutes. So in the building for 10 minutes. While like Booker T's doing his frigging, oh Christ, he's doing his shucky ducky.
Akin to the main event of WrestleMania, I can't call this one. Like, I want to say Mustafa Ali, because I feel like that would be them WWE going, see, he's back, guys, he's back. But then I also see them putting three members of his former stable in there. Stable formerly known as. Yeah. And it's getting worse. And yeah, you just sense that they're going to take the paper plate off and do some.
Would it be one of our previous shows if I didn't predict a return of Jimmy Uso? I think he helps Jey Uso win. And like in Roman's office, you see that Andre trophy there all year.
I'd love it if Titus won. He won't.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Out of the names that we've got.
Titus with the trophy backstage in his little host's office with Hulk Hogan. You could have Hogan being like, just telling his crazy lies, couldn't you? Oh, there he is. There's a big man. You know, he was 900 pounds when I slammed him. Died the next day.
I was that the only man who's ever done that to him as well. So,
you know, that guy could take a shit. Could he, Terry? He could really, yeah. Well, like what? Was he too big for a toilet? All the way to the taps, brother, in the bath. All the way to the taps. Is that possible, Terry?
Out of the names they've got, know what do they want it last? Braun, he's baby face. They don't really give it to him, do they? Well, they gave it Corbin, I suppose. They do give it to heels. I feel like there's a bit of me that's quietly confident that they're going to give it Ricochet and be like, "See, guys, don't know what the problem was." I think maybe Shinsuke.
I'll go with Jey Uso then. And we've just got, it's like there's something on it. There's not, is there? But let's pretend there's something on it.
We're not even putting a pasty on this.
The wrestlers wish they could win a pasty bet rather than this frigging trophy.
Next year.
I'm gutted that we've not got a women's one this year because, like, that looked like chocolate, didn't it? Like, it sort of looked like wrapped chocolate, that gold trophy hastily made because somebody had to throw the fabulous Moolah bust in the bin.
Oh, God, I'm going to make it an Andre the Giant trophy out of Greg's sausage rolls for next year.
Jesus, that many sausage rolls, it really would be to the taps.
Well, here we go then, the final SmackDown before WrestleMania, but it's sort of a WrestleMania SmackDown, if you believe WWE. Let us know your thoughts ahead of tonight's show and ahead of WrestleMania on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We're going to have Phil and Gareth here tomorrow, of course, reviewing what happened on SmackDown. Bloody hell, we've got a hell of a weekend. On Saturday night on our YouTube channel, it will be Andy Murray and Adam Nicholas doing your live stream reactions, myself and Phil Chambers doing it on Sunday. Tomorrow, me and Andy Murray will preview WrestleMania Night 1, potentially very out of date if things change massively on SmackDown, because I got recorded yesterday, that podcast with me saying, oh yeah, they definitely won't have Sasha and Bianca main eventing, so that will And then on Sunday, myself and Hamflett will preview WrestleMania Night 2. And then in the small hours of Monday morning, we'll do our classic ASMR review of Night 2 of WrestleMania. And Andy and Nicholas will review Night 1, of course, after that show on Saturday night. It's a wild old weekend, but we wouldn't have it any other way. I bloody love WrestleMania, in particular proper WrestleMania two-night weekend stuff. Right, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks to Michael Hamflett. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.